The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
When I was little, my nana used to tell me, speak when spoken to. That was it. She didn't let me get involved in adult conversation, but she also never spanked me. And neither did my Theo Frankie. My Uncle Frankie never laid a hand on me. And that's a discussion today. To spank or not to spank, that's the question.
Well, I'm an advocate for spanking.
Automatic, you didn't even spank Ava Maddock, our daughter. You didn't even spank her.
If she was
her.
A boy, I would have spanked
her. That's not racist. What is it? Misogynistic. No. You're supposed to raise your daughters and sons the same way.
Well, good for her that I'm more lenient on her, okay?
No, I don't think you really believe in your heart of hearts that spanking works.
Well, he has a good chance to explain it coming up in a podcast.
All right, let's listen now. I'm so excited to announce that DJ Automatic have made another year of marriage work. Happy anniversary!
Oh nice. There we go.
Woo! I'm so excited. Welcome to, is it Wednesday?
Yep,
it is.
Halfway to the weekend. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
I love you, Dana Cortez. DJ Automatic.
Aww. I go by Anthony A.
That's the one day of the year that I'm going to say I love you in the opener, okay?
Never. You never say
I've never
it on
done
the
that before.
Never on the
there's
radio.
There's some type of insight to it. The fact that you knew it was your anniversary but didn't know it was Wednesday.
That's my life. And to be honest, yesterday, Automatic reminded me. He's like, tomorrow's our anniversary. I said, no, it's not. And I looked. I thought it was the 15th of April. I don't even know what day it is, what month it is. I'm just floating through life, seriously. Because we've been so busy lately. Well, this is a good thing.
Automatic, you're like that. Dana's every husband's wish.
Yeah, no,
she doesn't remember the day. She doesn't remember the anniversary day at
when
all.
When she said that, I was like, well, I guess it doesn't matter that I haven't got her anything. Yeah.
Come on, babe.
I don't need anything. I've got your love.
There it is.
Aww, National Day, Anthony A.
We will start with National Denim Day. Ooh.
Yes, denim. I love my jeans. Man, you got the favorite pair of jeans. Do you know Levi said you should only wash your jeans once a year?
What?
One time per year.
Even Damn. That outfit that Justin Timberlake and Britney Spears wore?
I'm like, nah.
We also got National Prime Rib Day. It's also National Gummy
Bear. Why are you rushing by Prime Rib like
that? I wanted
that?
To get to Gummy Bears. It's National Gummy Bear Day, dude.
Dang. I'm going to take Prime Rib over Gummy Bears.
I agree. Prime Rib greater than Gummy Bears.
You guys just have not had some good Gummy Bears. All right.
I think of fiber Gummy Bears. Now, they sell those in the adult vitamin section.
What?
All right.
That's mom talk for you right there.
It is, ladies and gentlemen. And we'll wrap it up on National Administrative Professionals Day.
That's a big deal.
Yes.
When you can get to a point in your life that you can afford a professional administrative assistant, you've made it.
I'm trying so hard not to call them what they used to call them.
What do they used to call them?
Secretary.
I think they still call them
secretary,
that.
Receptionist, administrative assistant is what they call
them. I thought it was like that was like against the rules now.
Well, it depends. Like Secretary of State is still like a big deal, you know? But like I think what you're alluding to is like I think in the 80s and even part of the early 90s, women would get the role of secretary. That was all you could do. You couldn't move ahead in a company. It's a different time now, right?
Hell yeah, dude. You come by the station over here. We have a male up there. So,
we
you know,
male
we got,
secretary.
We got, yeah, dude, it's a very fluid situation.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Is spanking a good or bad idea? Did you get spanked as a child? And how do you feel about it now that you're a grown up? Eva Mendez wrote this on her Instagram, and boy, oh boy, does she have a lot of backlash from parents. Spanking does for a child's development what hitting a spouse does for a marriage.
The Parent Score!
So I did a little research here. I'm going to share it with you. According to Harvard, you know, EDU, what do professionals think about spanking?
I agree with Eva Mendez in that regard, too, because my mom, she was a little bit, she would hit us with lectures and conversations and early on told us, if I raise you and I hit you every time I discipline you, then your only response to things is going to be violence.
Your mom is so smart, though. She's that kind of strong Chicana woman that just gets it, you know. Not everybody's mom is like that. You remember those conversations. They live with you, right? You're like a sponge when you're
there. I would rather take a belt than feel my mom's disappointment in silence whenever I messed up at school or something like that. Like, she would just make me and my brother feel so bad for like 2 weeks straight. And she would just remind us of all the bills she had to pay and everything she was doing and how us messing up in school.
She hits you with the guilt trip.
Oh, the guilt trip, dude. It was a two-week vacation.
It's worse than any belt anybody ever pulled out.
And so, like, for me, it was the exact opposite. I got... I didn't even get like spankings. I got beat.
Oh, wow.
And so I don't yet, like, looking back on it, I think that's part of the reason I acted out. Part of the reason I was like in a lot of fights is I can even remember like getting a beating in the morning and then just being so frustrated. I would go to school and I would just beat some kid up because I was so frustrated.
Because you were mad at the situation you had.
I was mad at the situation.
Well, let me ask you something, Automatic, because you just said you got beat, and a lot of people will say, you need to beat that kid. And did it change your behavior? Were you a better child for it?
I will say this. It kept me out of some trouble because I had more fear of my dad than I did the police. I was more afraid of those beatings than I was afraid of being arrested.
So you're not answering the question. Did it keep you out of trouble? Were you straight-laced, straight-A student?
No, obviously I was not. I was a bad kid.
So the beatings did not help.
Well, I to an extent,
yes
to
no.
an extent, they helped.
Then why'd you keep messing up if they helped?
Because I don't know. I don't have the answer. That's going to take like long therapy sessions to figure all that out.
Well, that's what this is. This is a therapy session.
I feel what you're saying because as a man, I think as a young boy, yes, sometimes.
Were you more afraid of your dad or the cops?
But
then again, I've seen some pretty bad cop beatings. So
I mean, they're usually every time they were both usually together every time I saw them all.
So, I told a story yesterday that nobody believed, that my Nana and my Uncle Frankie never laid a hand on me. And it's true. And people were like, well, you probably needed a spanky. You got pregnant at 15. I didn't live with them at 15. The thing that my Nana and my Uncle Frankie gave me was something so precious, time and structure. And that's what children need. Children need rules. Nobody's happy without rules. You ever see that kid that keeps getting more and more and running around doing what they want and they want more and they can't seem to achieve that happiness? Because that's not what it is. You need structure. Humans crave it. We got up at the same time every day. We had breakfast at the same time every day. I was expected to get A's. It wasn't even a question. I didn't even think about it. It was just what it was expecting. What Anthony said, the disappointment if I got a bad grade or did something wrong hurt me more than anything. I got spankings when I went to go live with my mom, and that's when I started acting crazy because there was no structure. She was a single mother working all the time trying, you know, at the time I think I would get angry about it. I know I did. Well, she's never home. She, you know, gone. Let me do something to get some attention. Well, she had to put food on the table. So she was, you know, at work in a day, bartending at night, trying to bring money home. But a child alone without structure or having some kind of trauma, somebody beating you, you're not going to behave. You're not going to behave.
Like for us, I've never spanked my daughter. I've never beat her or done anything like that. But I think
she's a good kid.
She is a good kid. But I know if she was a boy, there's a couple times that I probably would have spanked her.
You shouldn't be like that, though. According to Harvard EDU, spanking alters children's brain response in ways similar to severe maltreatment and increases perception of threats. What Anthony said, what his mama said, if I spank you every time and then you go out into life and you do something bad and there's not that kind of repercussion, guess what? You're going to do it again and again and again. Violence is not the answer. Now, I'm not against spanking. I'm not going to sit here and tell you I'm against spanking because I have on occasion spanked my children. But I would rather take something from them and talk to them and say, this is how you're behaving.
When you take away like the games, the phone, it just works better because the pain from a spanking is temporary. You can make that last for weeks or months.
But if you talk to your children, you think they're ignoring you. They're not. Everything my grandmother and my Uncle Frankie taught me, even though I went awry and I went down a bad path, it all came back eventually in my life.
You think
your kids are ignoring you, whatever. They're listening to everything you say. They're like sponges.
Oh, yeah. Dude, yeah. And my mom was big on that, too. She would make sure to, like, when she would discipline us, explain the reason and why she would do it, too.
It's so important.
Yeah, but Dana, you're building my mom to be, like, some, like, parental saint. Like, she would still leave us alone when she was banging the barber.
We're trying to give Anthony's mom all the props. She's like, I raised my little brother.
She would still be like, hey, don't open the door if anybody knocks. I'll be home tomorrow morning.
All right. Hey, I can share this study with you if you want it.
Give us the reasons.
Oh, I just did.
Yeah,
spanking alters children's brain.
Oh, I thought,
obviously, it altered your brain.
You don't be listening. No,
I thought there was like multiple reasons.
Also, here's another one, and I thought about you with this one. Spanking increases aggression in young children and is ineffective in changing their undesirable behavior. You keep spanking your kid and they keep misbehaving. Guess why? It doesn't work. I'm not saying I'm against spanking, but I'm saying if you just use that only and you're not talking to your kids, you're not helping them. You're hurting them.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Kylie Jenner testified in the Blac Chyna versus Kardashian trial. And it's a lot. I'll share this with you and more. Daily Dirt, the best gossip. Anthony A, celebrity birthdays.
We got K-Camp celebrating his birthday from Fall Out Boy, Patrick Stump, and Lizzo celebrating her birthday.
All right, so congratulations. Bad Bunny has been cast to star in a Spider-Man spinoff movie. It's a Marvel flick called El Muerto.
Pero.
This character only appeared in two comics. But Sony Pictures says Benito's ready to do it. Some were questioning his acting skills. I guess he grew up a drama kid. I didn't know that he was an actor.
They saw those ticket sales and they're like, how do we get a part? How do we get a piece of Bad Bunny? Exactly.
You think he can pull it off? Like,
of course.
Acting
he rocks
the
WWE.
Like,
he's athletic enough to play an action hero. So
he's going to have to work out.
At this point, I don't think there's anything he can't do.
All right. El Muerto in theaters, January 12th, 2024.
Pero.
Bad Baby pulled up with receipts to show those who doubted her claims that she made $52 million on OnlyFans, and she did. She made $52 million on OnlyFans, and she said she never got naked.
Nope.
They're just in there talking.
That's
talking
crazy.
Folks.
I mean,
is she that interesting?
No. To think that she's probably, I mean, after taxes, let's just say she's taking home $25 million. $25 million in a year. Just to sit online and talk to a bunch of perverts.
Catch her inside.
How about that?
Catch me outside. How about that?
All right, and then finally, Blac Chyna versus the Kardashians. It's one of the most talked about trials besides Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, who, by the way, have some witnesses on the stands next week. Kylie Jenner testified, and she said Tyga, her boyfriend at the time, who's Blac Chyna's ex, warned her that Blac Chyna, when she would smoke and do drugs and get drunk, would become violent, and showed her a scar on his arm 6 inches long that he claims was from Blac Chyna stabbing him. So she told her brother Rob, and Rob said, it doesn't matter, I'm going to keep seeing her. Anyway, now everybody's related. That's it. Everybody in that family's related now.
I just don't understand at what point they thought that was a good idea that... What Tiger was, 28 at the time? Kylie 16. Then you got Blac Chyna, who's the best friend of Kim Kardashian.
Like, telling you, rotten.
It's just weird.
Rotten all the way around. Kanye's winning because he left.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Have you ever tried orange juice with cereal? Like right after taking a drink of orange juice?
Oh, it's awful.
Yeah, okay. Tropicana has something for all of us who have had this happen. Food news inside hottest hashtags. On our anniversary. Oh. Hey, happy anniversary, DJ Automatic. I love you.
I love you too.
Welcome to Wednesday, halfway to the weekend. It's the Dana Cortez Show, and I'm Dana Cortez.
I'm sorry we made you listen to that. DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony, not the married one.
It's once a year.
Once a year. Some people just aren't down for the sappy stuff, though.
That didn't even sound sappy. I'm sorry. That was like barely anything. I mean, most people are like, I love you. You're my everything. And the day I met you, we're like, happy anniversary. Here's hottest hashtag.
This is how married we are. We don't even get each other gifts anymore.
I don't even care. I'm like, whatever. I'm glad we're here. All right, so we're going to start with a very happy story. The world's oldest dog is a tiny chihuahua named Toby Keith. He's 21 years old.
Oh, damn.
Nice.
His owner, Gisela Shore, says Toby is walked daily, has one snack of sliced turkey every day, and just chills by her feet while she works. People can't believe how good he looks. I was watching video of him. He just prances around. 21. He was born January 9th, 2001.
Damn.
Guinness Book of World Records is like, whoa.
Dude.
And I had to hurry up and do this before he goes.
And this is the one that the country singer is actually named after him. So just, that's how that goes. Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
He only eats out of red cups.
All right, and finally at food news, Tropicana Crunch is the first ever breakfast cereal created to pair with Tropicana Pure Premium Juice.
Mm.
You sip it, you eat it. You can actually pour the orange juice into this cereal, and it enhances the flavor of the cereal.
What kind of wizardry is this?
I don't know, but it's only available through TropicanaCrunch.com. You can win it while supplies last through May 4th. And so far, all of the taste testers say it's absolutely delicious.
I don't know if I trust those taste testers. You know, if that's your job to taste this stuff, you're down and out. You're down bad, my friend.
But you know what I'm talking about. Like, hey, $5 right now on this, that's a gallon of gas. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
We'll start with National Babe Ruth Day. Shout out to the greatest baseball player of all time. Apparently, to the record.
That's debatable, but definitely one of the...
He retired in 1935, and he still has multiple records and still remains number two all-time run batted in. I mean, come on, dog. Talk about him. He's great.
He was hitting off of, like, what did they say the other day? Plumbers and janitors? I mean, I mean, the caliber of baseball today versus then is very different.
I just want to say, because of segregation, the competition wasn't fair. It's just, I'm sorry.
Oh, damn.
Sorry, dude, I like you, Babe Ruth, but sorry, I'm just being real.
All right.
They had to go woke police.
I wanted to talk about his appearance in the Sandlot, but anyway, we'll go right along to National Prime Rib Day. Ooh.
He ate a lot of prime rib, according to those videos and pictures.
We also got National Gummy Bear Day and National Administrative Professionals Day, which is celebrating everybody in the office place who makes it go around and be efficient. But we'll wrap it up on National Denim Day. Yes, Denim Day.
Okay, well, talk about it, Anthony.
Yeah, okay, so now Denim Day is actually to show support for sexual violence victims, all right? You can learn more at denimdayinfo.org.
I just told DJ Automatic and Anthony off air, this all started in Italy. A woman was raped and her accuser was convicted. However, he appealed it, and because she had jeans on, the judge, a man, said, oh, she must have removed those on her own and wanted it. And he was released.
What?
And the women in Italy wore denim to protest, and it became a worldwide movement. And so there you go. Believe women, yeah. Okay?
Today's the day to make a fashion statement and support a good cause.
Yes.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
It's the Dana Cortez Show. April 27th is the day. It is time for Music Facts with DJ Automatic.
First things first, happy anniversary.
Thank you so much, DJ Automatic. I love you.
We also got Lizzo celebrating her birthday.
Head toss, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling?
Ooh, we should have played my cover. Would have been a great birthday present for Lizzo.
All right, we're going to celebrate Casey Kasem, the legendary radio DJ's birthday.
Hello again, and welcome to American Top 40. I'm Casey Kasem, and this is our weekly review of the 40 hottest records in the country.
Hey, we owe a lot to that man right there. I mean, seriously, he's one of the pioneers of talk radio and entertainment radio.
Next, we're going to 1999 when Jay-Z donates all his proceeds from his Denver show to the families affected by the Columbine school shooting.
I can't see him coming down my eyes. So I gotta make the song cry.
Who would think that this much further into the future, it would become almost normal? It's disturbing.
It is disturbing. Shout out to Jay-Z, the philanthropist, though. He's always taking care of people. He doesn't usually put it out there for social media or for the news. But
I'm glad you did.
I'd like to put it out there for him. All right, next we're going to 2004 when D12 releases their second and final album, D12 World. So this is the last album you can hear Proof on, and it sold over 544,000 copies first week.
First and foremost, rest in power, Proof. Without him, I don't think you have Eminem.
He definitely put Eminem on.
But this album was actually the album that Eminem didn't write. He wrote the first one, Devil's Night. And this was actually kind of the end of D12, and they all kind of went their separate ways.
All right, now we're going to 2008 when a nearly naked 15-year-old Miley Cyrus appears in Vanity Fair.
I remember this moment because so many people were upset with her parents for allowing her to pose in such a manner.
Yeah, the shot was considered tasteful by most, but since she was under contract with Disney, she said that Annie Leibovitz coerced her into taking the photo. She later came back and said that she knew what she was doing and that she wanted the attention.
It was such a controversial thing, though. You're thinking about Disney, squeaky clean. And she's one of the few that has gone on to be successful after being a Disney kid.
Well, it was all part of the Miley Cyrus rollout plan. She really did go against everything, which was Disney.
Yeah, she came through like a wrecking ball, that's for sure.
And we're going to finish in 2016 when Beyonce kicks off her formation tour in Miami, Florida. So this was Beyonce's first solo stadium tour, and it featured music from her new album at the time, Lemonade. The tour did 49 dates and grossed $256 million.
I remember watching Lemonade on HBO. I remember seeing excerpts from the tour thinking, I don't know that there's ever been an entertainer quite like Beyonce. She is a perfectionist. This is somebody who's been dancing and performing in front of an audience since she was a little girl. It was one of the most amazing tours I've ever witnessed.
Shout out to Queen Beyonce. Everything you just said about her is rightfully true, and she deserves all the credit and accolades she does. But I also want to say shout out to Young Sway Lee from Ray Shrimmered, mm-hmm. who actually wrote the song Formation, and then it led to the whole tour, and that's just crazy in itself, too. So
I'm so glad that DJ Automatic and Anthony A are now part of the Beehive.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
So what'd you get me for our anniversary?
My love, attention, and care for the rest of your life.
I don't want any of that.
What do you want?
I want you to pick up your socks.
Oh,
I want you to pick up your clothes. I want you to shower before bed and brush your teeth.
Well, there's a, you, if we want to start listing things that I want out of you, you want to do that right now? I mean, it could get, I guess we're on the podcast. Okay, so, no, I'm just kidding. I'm not going to do that. Why would I do that? I mean, you pretty much give me everything I need. I can't think of anything I don't
get. Yeah, that's an episode in itself.
Yeah.
But, you know, while we're here, you know what's good? The next episode of the Dana Cortez Show podcast. Y'all can listen to that coming up right now.